Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is overwhelming when you look back at the last, and I just looked at the last 10 years rather quickly. I went back and looked at every quarterback taken in the first round since 2010. And number one, if you are taken in the first round, anywhere in the first round, you are going to play in year one. I mean, it's overwhelming. And if you're taken as high as Daniel Jones was taken, not only are you going to play, but the track record says you're going to play a lot of games. Look at last year. Baker Mayfield started 13 games. His first start was in week four. Sam Darnold started 13 games. Obviously, injury kept him from 16. His first start was in week one. Josh Allen started 11 games. His first start was week two. Josh Rosen started 13 games. His first start was week four. Lamar Jackson, remember, taken right at the end of the first round, didn't start till week 10. He made seven starts. And of course, made more than that because he ended up in the playoffs. The year before that, Mitchell Trubisky made 12 starts, and his first start came in week five. Deshaun Watson got hurt, so his number would have been higher, but he started in week two. The exception was Patrick Mahomes, which we talk about. The Kansas City model, as Dave Gettleman discussed, he only made the one start. He is truly the exception more than he is the rule. Go back to the year before that, 2016. Carson Wentz made every start, number two overall pick, started right out of the gate, obviously. Jared Goff, a little bit later, week 10, made seven starts, and Paxton Lynch made his first start week five, only made two starts, but again, he got hurt, so that number would have been higher. In 2015, Winston and Mariota both started right away. In 2014, Blake Bortles made 13 starts. Teddy Bridgewater made 12 starts, the exception, Johnny Manziel. We didn't see Johnny Manziel take over for Brian Hoyer until week 14. You go back to 2013, there was only one quarterback taken in 2013. It was E.J. Manuel. Guy made 10 starts, started right away. Go back to 2012. Andrew Luck, RG3, Ryan Tannehill, all started right away. 16 games, 16 games, 15 games. You go back to 2011. Cam Newton, every start started right out of the gate. Blaine Gabbert started by week three, made 14 starts. This isn't, hey, guy was taken in the first round. We'll see him week 12. He'll make a handful of starts. The vast majority of guys will start double-digit amount of games. 25 quarterbacks have been taken in the first round in the last 10 years. 25. 18 of the 25 started a double-digit amount of games. 18 of them. All of them played. So when you hear this idea, we hope we don't see Daniel Jones, if that's the case and he doesn't make a start this year, he's going to be the first guy in a decade to actually accomplish that. That is something you just don't see. And I know Mahomes, look, the one start he made, week 17, season's over. It was a very, very special case. We all understand that. It was different. Most of the time when you're taking a quarterback in the first round, especially the early part of the first round, you're usually coming off a bad year. And so the odds are you ain't going to be that good the following season. So the odds are very high we're going to see that young quarterback. So if history is any indicator, history tells you we are going to see Daniel Jones. Now, this situation is very different because when you look at all of the other situations, just about all of them, nobody was replacing a two-time Super Bowl champion with that guy still being there. You know, Andrew Luck replaced Peyton Manning, except Peyton Manning was gone. He was done. He left. He's in Denver. So, yeah, it is different than a lot of these scenarios. But what, actually, you know what? Let me take that back. The one guy that you could say is somewhat similar would be Joe Flacco. Not to the element of Eli Manning, but certainly a Super Bowl champion. And even he ended up making seven starts, ended up starting in the postseason. So I guess that would be, if you think about it, maybe the closest comparison as far as trying to replace somebody that was incredibly popular. But when you take a quarterback in the first round of the draft, and you take a quarterback as highly as you take Daniel Jones, that guy is going to play. The history of it is overwhelming. In fact, I added it all up. The average quarterback will make 11 starts in their rookie season. And, of course, I'm just talking about first-round picks because, you know, guys taken in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, sometimes they never see the field. Giants certainly know about that when you look at guys like Kyle Loletta and Davis Webb. But when you take a guy in the first round, even, and you heard some of these names are bad. I mean, who cares about Paxton Lynch at this point? Johnny Manziel, E.J. Manuel, Brandon Whedon, Blaine Gabbert, Tim Tebow. A lot of these guys are out of the league. But even if they're out of the league, they get that opportunity to play. And so, barring something really, really surprising, something that none of us really see coming, we're going to see Daniel Jones at some point, and we're going to see him play. And we're going to see Eli Manning on the bench. Now, is it an injury to where it becomes easy? And I know that's tough to imagine because one thing about Eli Manning is the guy has not been hurt. I mean, it's one of the great accomplishments of what I still think is a Hall of Fame career is that he's been able to go out there every single week. And I shouldn't say he hasn't been hurt. He's been hurt. He's been able to play through it. I remember when he had plantar fasciitis 10 years ago, he played through it. So it's a great accomplishment for the guy. And with a better offensive line, the odds are Eli's not going to get hurt. The odds are this is going to have to be a decision that this head coach makes. But it is very different than the decision that the former head coach had to make 2 years ago. Because the problem with 2 years ago, to me, and I said it at the time, it's what bothered me at the time, and it's what's very different about 2019, is it was about who was replacing him and how it was done. Those were two huge factors. The bedside manner of how it was done, which matters, especially in this town, and especially with a guy that's accomplished as much as Eli Manning, and two, the fact it was Geno Smith. And don't give me, well, you never know, eh? You never know what you got in Geno Smith. Listen, we knew what we saw in Geno Smith. This is very different. The wind is going to be at Pat Shurmur's back. In fact, when the Giants make the decision to start Daniel Jones at some point this season, whether it comes earlier than we think, whether it's similar to the Kurt Warner situation where it happens with the Giants not out of it and actually having a halfway decent record, or it happens when the Giants lose 8 or 9 games, the fans are going to probably want it. And that's not going to be a knock at the quarterback. It's not going to be a knock at Eli Manning. I think most Giant fans appreciate what he's done here. He's done a lot here. He's won 2 Super Bowls. There's a very good chance that Daniel Jones does not win 2 Super Bowls. There's a very good chance that Sam Darnold doesn't win 2 Super Bowls, though I'd love to see him win 7 of them. But I digress. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be that it's time. And much like last year with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and Josh Allen and Josh Rosen and Lamar Jackson, and much like 2017 with Mitchell Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and 2016 with Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and Paxton Lynch, and 2015 with Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, you want to see what you've got in the young quarterback you drafted. Now, what does that number look like? Because most of these guys, like I mentioned, start double-digit amount of games. I don't know if it's going to be that high. I still think the Giants probably do it when they're 3-7. So I think you are looking at week 12, week 13. So it may not be as high of a number as these other guys. But think about this. Anybody taking 6 or higher, Baker Mayfield, 13 starts. Sam Darnold, 13 starts. Mitchell Trubisky, 12 starts. Jared Goff, 7 starts. Carson Wentz, 16 starts. Winston, 16. Mariota, 12. Bortles, 13. Luck, 16. RG3, 15. Cam Newton, 16. Sam Bradford, 16. It's usually a very big number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.